USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Federal agents spent most of Saturday at the home of a person of interest in the Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville that injured three people, damaged dozens of buildings, and set cars and property ablaze. The person of interest is identified as 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner. There is still no motive in the attack, although investigators are looking into reports that he was paranoid with 5G. New this hour, officers with the Metropolitan Nashville Police Department spoke about responding to the call. Officer James Wells pulled up right next to the RV that blew up.
Right across the street, we pulled up, and then we heard the announcement. Toppin was like, is that the vehicle in question? And Llewellyn said yes. We immediately hopped in our cars and backed out, and then so we started setting up the perimeter to start shutting down Commerce and Broadway to make sure nobody can come in or out.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.